Hi, everybody. I wanted to give you a quick podcast. Welcome to week five. I am now back in Ohio and working on tying up any loose ends and communicating about anything that's not been quite clear up till now. So look for adjustments if necessary. First thing I'd like to clarify is that across my courses, I'm noticing a phenomenon that probably a third to half of my students are not listening to the podcasts or watching the videos that I record, let alone reading announcements. And it's troubling because the one-to-one interactions, I don't mind, I love you all, but it's doubling my work. And frankly, it's frustrating because I don't mind answering your questions. I like that part, but we've got to streamline things. So if you don't have your notifications set to get your notifications from Canvas, which we discussed way back in the course introduction module, and you agreed that you had changed your settings, you need to do that now. It's a matter of standard operating procedure and also professional respect. You know, the standpoint, I guess, is that somebody else probably has the same question you do. So it's good to ask things on the FAQs. And if it's personal, of course, then that's a one-to-one message. But outside of that, the FAQs is where you want to go. To clarify, our off-topic boards, our catch-all discussion, is not a place to post your FAQs. Again, across my courses, I'm seeing students post FAQs in both places and then send me a one-to-one email, which is absolutely maddening because I can't keep up with this level of work. And really, that's not my role. My role is to, you know, facilitate your learning and make sure that you get the material and that I, you know, coach you through keeping up and staying in the boat and all those good things. So, you know, answering emails or redirecting people or saying, you know, did you read the announcements, it is just not real productive. So fix that. if you have any questions, like I said, do post them to the FAQs. The midterm slash discussion is a little bit different, and I want to make sure that I set those deadlines correctly. Being in mountain time kind of messed with my head a bit, and all I did was run the whole time I was there. It was the best conference I've ever been to, and probably one of the best professional experiences I've ever had. So all was well, but there was a fatiguing price to pay while I'm trying to keep up with my work with you guys too. So keep that all in mind. You know, it's distance. We can work from anywhere in the world, except for the fact when I tried to work in the airport when I was delayed, I couldn't seem to save my work very well, and it was terribly frustrating. So anyway, here we are. Welcome to week five, and hang in there. Pretty soon I'll be scheduling one-to-ones with everybody. If I've already talked with you, you won't need to schedule that. I just want to touch base to make a connection, to make sure that you're doing okay, and take the time to clarify anything or help you out at that time. So watch for that. Whether or not I can squeeze everybody in from both my classes at a time that's convenient for you, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how that goes. Okay, so happy week five. Keep going. You're doing good.